This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Hi, it is exactly 9 minutes after two, and you are listening to MUT Radio, Shape and Own the Future. This is the Campus Voice with Princess G and Ntombazi. So joining us in studio today, we do have two pillars of gospel music whose journeys inspire countless of artists across the globe. First up in studio, actually, we do have Ubabu Mthunzi Namba. And then on the line, we do have, of course, Ubabu Ntokozo Ngongoma, who's also a global psalmist with roots deeply embedded in South Africa, self-taught with a passion that led him to formal music studies later on. Ntokozo's touch can be found in numerous notable collaborations spanning genres and borders, from directing music concerts to having the privilege of working closely with passed on legends like Kusifiso Ncwane and many other more.
And accompanying him in studio, we have, like what Princess G has said, we have Ubaba Mthunzi Namba. You know, siyamazi igama lakhe likhulu kakhulu, especially gwi kanda lo mculo wokholo, you know. So wazalelwa ke kwaMashu and wafunda a University of Zululand to New York, kwaye New York, and nje yo, we can go on and on. So nje useke washare stage with Kelly Price and Trey Lawrence. But Mthunzi also co-founded and re-owned Uy Joyous Celebration. Beyond music, he's a property developer, farmer, and a guiding light as a senior pastor. Truly, his versatility knows no doubt.
Absolutely. So we'd like to welcome the both of them to the Campus Voice. Boom, 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 boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
Thank you so much for joining us. Niyaphila God.
Siyaphila.
Ngicela ukuqala ngitetele ubaba wami lapha e-studio uqala. Aqale kungene omkhulu mase kuzomncane.
Ah, wena omkhulu. Ntokozo uphila futhi.
Ngiyaphila baba, unjani?
Hayi, ngihleli kahle la nabo Princess Jean, wena umnandi.
Hey, inhliziyo yami ayisafisa ukuba lapho
ngathi kumele studio. E-studio sihle kanjani?
Yabona.
That's beautiful. So, ngicela siqale nje from ingoma. We have to, because sidlale manje ingoma egogotha, which is a song that features the both of you. It's a praise and worship song produced by Ubuti Ntuthuko Dlamini and co-produced by yourself, Ge Ubabu Ngongoma. And we just want to know about this project that you did together. Tell us a little bit about it. Have you always aspired to work together on a project? And just take us through the whole process of making this beautiful song.
firstly, I really want to outline the song wouldn't be so nice without your input here, Kubabu Namba, because make identity yakhe. So he's also one of the co-producers as well. I know you may not have been mentioned, but I do always and all the time acknowledge input yakhe, and also ipeni lakhe, because he's the one who wrote the song, and I want to thank him for choosing me for a collaboration. I mean, listening to his biography, I mean, he's one legend that apart ukuba umkhaya wami yena owakajika mashu mina ngwaka ash. So growing up, looking up to him as one of the legends that I've always wanted to work with in my music career. So I can take this as one of my dreams that have come to reality, and always and an answered prayer. So I really want to appreciate him and always for allowing us as youngsters to be able to work with him and giving us a chance. I mean, I can name a few: Abo Ntokozo Mbambo, Abo Kaya Mthethwa, and many more that have went through his hands. And I count myself as umuntu obusenga leyo ndlela. And it's been an amazing experience ukusebenza naye, working on the song under e-worship, e-kingdom worship experience. So nje, big ups to Prophet unamba siyambonga kakhulu ngegalelo lakhe ukuthi ahlenze sinikeza umculo that is going to give us a hope in South Africa nje na kwe body of Christ.
Well, uma kuresponda mina last year bekune concert ekhona eyenziwa ebizwa nge Kings and Queens of gospel music.
Yes. Yes.
And when I was invited to be part of it,
yes,
the founder we Kingdom Worship Experience uSizodwa, you know, was hlalisa phansi noNtokozo wa check ukuthi ikhona indlela esingakwazi ukuthi si capture or si record amaculo live.
Yeah.
And ngiyahleka mina mse ngizwa le ngomini nje ngoba sithe sisakhuluma noNtokozo over the phone ngithi ke eNtokozo awuthi ngikuthumelele le clip kunengoma nje engayenza, I don't know, mhlawumbe you might like it. Ungitshela ukuthi uyizwa kanjani. So I send the song to him. After 30 minutes he calls me back uthi hey yasho le ngoma siyenza. So and the issue was so yenza kanjani, you know, so you know what, asenza so yithu. So it was for me, it's nice, it's always a blessing to find someone younger who is willing to learn ongaclaim ukwazi but yet a gifted.
Wow.
But ubone more humility. I believe ukuthi this is just the beginning. I still have things that I would like to feature him on because ngithanda inhliziyo yakhe ikakhulukazi ekhathini njengalezi to find someone of his age who is willing to be a psalmist, not a gospel music entertainer, but a person who ministers through music. For me, I am drawn to such people. So for me, it was a real blessing. Then Sabizi Ben, Sabizi Ama singers, we taught them the song and the rest is history.
Wow. That is so beautiful. I love how the both of you speak of so highly of each other and how you respect each other's work ethic.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, no, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's really amazing.
Thank you. So, both, Babu Mthunzi noNtokozo.
No, Babu Mthunzi. He's Baba as well.
Mthunzi.
No, continue.
Okay, so, your journeys in the music industry are both so diverse and accomplished, right? So, can you each share a pivotal moment or event in your career that you believe was a turning point for you?
You start, Davos.
For me, the turning point moment is when I made a decision to stop being a session musician. Because remember, before I used to hide behind other big names, you know, working with the people, and I was known as a session musician, as a pianist. And then I made a decision to resign and stop. So now moving from the back seat to the front was quite an interesting journey for me because I had to reintroduce myself and breaking new grounds, you know, because, you know, umprofeti akadumi ngakubo, you know, being discovered by new people altogether who, you know, I can tell you now, and ebantini abangazi njengamanje, some of the people, they get surprised when they see me playing the piano or playing the keyboards because they don't know that side of me. But abantu abangazi kudala, they know that side.
Yeah.
So for me, the most the important part, the turning point with career yami was when I actually took that leap of faith or that step of faith in ngathemba uNkulunkulu, and uNkulunkulu ngempela wangithwala up until now.
Well, I'm when I reflect empilweni yami mina,
yeah,
I like when Douglas is saying because I have an expression that says hidden but not forgotten.
Yeah. Wow.
Whereby, like what he's saying, what he's been behind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, the turning point was when I was busy lecturing, because after I did my 2 degrees,
wow,
where I was, then I became a lecturer. I was working for education, Transkei Education Department. Those days, got sekhona ama homelands. That is in the 90s.
Oh.
Just before, I got sekhona Transkei, ukhona nani.
Yes.
Before uMandela, ngithi uphume 90. And it was around that time.
Yes.
When I was just lecturing, and an opportunity came for me to write a song or songs for a lady called Felicia Marion bazomaza abaningi from ingoma ethi Paradise Road kwigroup yamantombazane kwakuthiwa iJoy. And after writing that song, she took the songs because she was being signed by an overseas based record company called Blue Mountain Records. So when they heard the music, they said, ubani ubhalele ngoma, ubani wenze. And then she said, well, there's some guy in Durban. He's a lecturer, but can you get us his number? Bang Fonella. They offered me the job to be an in-house producer in America. So that was the time when I got exposed to production. And that's where I did some courses about acoustics, what it means to be a producer, song arranging, all those kind of things. As I see Zuguti, down the line, when an opportunity to be part of Sony Music in South Africa, I was roped in.
Wow.
I didn't apply. I was headhunted. I got in there. Imagine. About Joyous Celebration, about Jabuhlongwane, the late Wendy Mselebu, Sharon T. That's where we worked with the likes of Mdu Tsigi Tsigi, Bongo Muffin, you know, all those groups during that time. So for me, I think even Noguting Tines and Ulagu Joyous, I was supposed to be just a keyboard player and a musical director. There was no plan Noguting Zobapambin lead. But there was a need in one of the shows where I found myself having to sing songs. Exactly, Jamon Dogos. And then that shaped the sound of Joyous.
Sure. Absolutely amazing. I love when you're saying that you were headhunted. Man, we all can't wait for that point where you don't even need to. People are just looking for you. But then again, that's the grace and the favor of God also.
Amen.
The favor of God also. So I want to ask you, Babu Ntokozo, you've worked with several celebrated artists across various genres. Is there a particular collaboration that you would say holds a significant place in your heart and why? I know probably you might mention Babu.
Ngicela ukuqala kuyona le.
Ngazile.
Ngicela ukuqala kuyona lena. It means a lot to me because this one has actually given me, you know, and taken my profile to the world map, you know. I mean, having to work with such a legend, you know, and ngicela ukuqala kuyona because he's one of the people. In fact, it was not the first time, but I think back in 2005, when we were working on the project ka Babu Andile ka Majola, when we were working together, I saw an amazing work ethic, Guyena, and the heart ayenayo. And I really wanted to work with him in the near future. I didn't know it was going to take a couple of years or over a decade, if I may put it. You know, it's almost 20 years. But, you know, like we're having to work with him now and comparing 20 years ago, you know, some things are still the same and he still maintains the work ethic ayenayo ngalesa sikhathi. So big ups to him. I really appreciate that. And then I've done a couple of collaborations, but ama collaborations engwenzile kakhulu, it's when I have to write, you know, because I've been writing for most people, and I did ama collaborations, but mostly I did writing for my artist amaningi. And of course, I mean, having to direct album Ngasifiso Ncwane, his very first and last live DVD at the ICC in 2012. It was an amazing opportunity and a legendary moment for me because there was a once in a life time opportunity, and then may his soul find rest. Collaboration, it's kind of tricky for me because growing up I've had to serve so many people in different ways. We have Abosi Sengi, Abosi Babosi Makabane, and I working with Obos Gwili Nobabo and many other artists from different music, you know. And I have had an opportunity to produce album Andile ka Majola. Yes, touch. You know, and I think now he's on the 10th or 11th album. When I was very young then, you know, and I think it's one of the albums that really introduced me to the music industry, if I may put it. But amongst all these collaborations, this one, this particular one, and the recent one takes the cup.
Wow, that's absolutely beautiful. And I'm sure that isn't biased. It's just
yes.
because I'm sure that
you know,
isn't.
You know why I'm saying it takes the cup?
Yes.
Because we didn't just, I mean, it's the process.
Yes.
You know, from uqala having our discussions, meeting now and then to a production, to our rehearsals, to the actual production, and even post production, you know, having to work on the on the same project with the same person. It's been amazing, but mostly bekubanje ukusebenza mhlambe and sigcinela to a record after that asazi nokuthi kwenzakaleni, but this particular one having to be held isandla by Ubabunamba and up until this at this point, you know, it's been an amazing journey. So that's why I'm saying this one takes the cup, because I know Futuwit, it's not the last project that we're doing.
We're super excited for that. Now, both of you have made such significant contributions to the gospel music. I mean, Ubaba Mthunzi was just mentioning Ijoni Yakhe and how he isn't just a gospel artist, producer, but uyifundile lento le. So how do you think gospel music has evolved over the years, you know, especially in South Africa?
Music in South Africa has grown. You will realize that there are so many artists are corner in the music industry. Abanye baqhamuke 5 years ago, abanye baqhamuke 2 years ago, abanye baqhamuke 10 years ago, who are having some serious strides and impact. Bafikile, you know. Having said all that, I think in the buyilimaze umusic wala ekhaya is the recycling of songs. Where this person records the song and then next person records the same song. And the next person, one thing I enjoyed working Ntokozo engiyibonile again is his song writing prowess. The talent and the ability. We was born umuntu okwazi ukubhala amaculo, we was born umuntu ostruggleshayo emabhala amaculo. We was born ukubhala amaculo kumuntu kuyi second nature. That's why I say, not because engilalela ukuthi definitely in the very 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 near future there's something engifuna ukumfaka kuyo, because I like his heart. So music we South Africa we are evolve because of many influences. Because people, music, in fact, not just gospel music, music at large in South Africa is evolving. But now, any data would evolve. I think it's this notion of entertainment. It's now more based on wanting to entertain people. There are those, though, who are out there who are really honest. He is one of them.
Honest to their craft.
Yeah, exactly. Honest in saying, for me, this is about ministry. For me, I want to see people's lives impacted. If in the interim, while that is happening, they are entertained, they are encouraged, that's fine. They are motivated. But the main objective is to impact and change destinies.
Yes. I think that goes to your why, because if you're doing anything, there should be a why. Because what you're mentioning, that addresses the why. Why am I actually doing gospel music? So if you say it's to impact, that is your why. And I think staying true to your why is what will guide you.
Right.
Yes. That's very profound. I mean, just to add on what Ubaba Unamba is saying, you know, we always look at the industry of music. There's the industry is about faith, and then the ministry is about souls. So the biggest mistake that we make, and ngabanguti unkulunkulu akachokozi ngayo, is when we only focus on the industry and forget about souls, because kahle the gospel is about souls. So I mean, I don't get too excited when people coming to me say, hey Ntokozo, I love the way you sing, your voice, you know, but I feel ukuthi I did not make an impact. But when I see testimonies, when people saying, hey, the thing is Bulala, and I listened to your music and my life has changed, and I couldn't take my own life because literally chamber. So, Lapo, you know, what you are in the business of God. You are ministering to the lives of the people.
Amen.
That's amazing, because it's almost as if you were here in studio. Ntombazi was just sharing her testimony in the first hour about how gospel music actually got her through,
you know, the Amen. Darkest, my darkest times. And yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So, gospel music has a way of connecting and touching souls, right? Deeply. So what message or feeling do you hope listeners take away from both your music?
Maji, you are taking us to deeper places. because if one could just unpack gospel music.
Mm.
The word gospel means good news.
Yes.
Music is music. It's just melody. So what makes gospel music have an impact, and what makes gospel music carry the message, or what makes it completely gospel, is when we incorporate the word of God, or we incorporate the good news. Where umculo wethu, because I can take a melody that is sung by Ntokozo and put love lyrics on it, and then it's no longer a gospel song.
Yeah.
It is a love song. So the main thing is the message in the music. In other words, we are marrying lyrics or words plus melody.
Mm-hmm.
It will equal gospel music. So basically, that's what makes it have an impact. That's what makes it carry a message.
Yeah.
That is so beautiful and profound. Thank you so much. Babu Ntokozo, anything that you'd like to add?
Oh, man, I just want to encourage abalaleli emakhaya nje ukuthi in this season ungasasuka manje kuNkulunkulu, ungasuki kuJesu, bambelela. You know, I know that there are so many things that are confusing the church. You know, ungabusaba confused. Ngisho kuthiwa usaboni kahle, ubambelele mntakababa. Iy'nsuku zimbi, isikhathi esibi lesi. You know, I know abantu abaningi, you know, they are struggling from anxiety, depression and everything. And the people want to take their own lives. I see young people wanting to take their own lives. I just want to send this message with kubona ukuthi asikho isimo uNkulunkulu engaze akwazi ukusixazulula. You know, just hang in there mntakababa. Ungazibulali. Likhona ithemba. Sikhona sonke. Just make sure that you look on the bright side. Unkulunkulu alibekile. You know, people face so many things in this life, but the last thing that we should think about is giving up. Thank you.
Wow. Yazi. Ubamdokozo meshera unkhumbuza ingoma yakho Babu Mthunzi lapho osuke uthi khona asikho isikhali esibekelwe mina siyophumelela ushile izwini lakhe.
Kunjalo. In fact, just to echo in what he's saying, we are living in a crucial hour.
Mm.
We are living in a very, very, very volatile and dangerous times. And ikakhulukazi ngoba suddenly there is a rise of this Africanism, which now opposes ukuba khona kaNkulunkulu, where people are focusing on other things. Abazalwane mababambelele entweni abafundiswa yona. And uthi Ntokozo, baningi abantu abakhulayo, baningi abantu abafuna ukuyibulala. He has made a promise. Anyone who calls upon me, I will answer.
Amen.
Yes.
That's what we are encourage people with. No matter how dark your situation looks, he says, when you call upon me, I will show up.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so, so much. I would like to ask, where can people connect with you away from this interview? Should it be that they want to maybe have a conversation? Because you did say that it's not just about music, but it's also about ministry as well. Where can they follow you on social media?
Oh, okay. Mina Ntokozo Ngongoma across all my social media, Ntokozo Ngongoma on Facebook, Ntokozo Ngongoma and on Instagram. Nagu X, nagu TikTok, I'm available. And also, if you want to send an invitation, you'll find all the details on my social media and be able to see ukuthi ngikuphi, ngenzani. For instance, on the 18th of November this year, we are doing a Kings and Queens of Gospel again. Kings and Queens of Gospel is the event where we recorded the Golgotha. So we're doing it again this year, ngomhlaka 18 ku November, khona lapha e Playhouse. If you want to find out more details about it, please do go to my social media. You will find it. And it's a Playhouse, Stala Ngo 7 Tambama. And please, ama tikiti ayatholakala e web tickets. Abang chumanga uti ngisholoko. I'm just saying it's part of my gig guide. Uguti, njengamanje, it's time that we restore gospel music back to its rightful position because other genres bafethu ayashaya. So, tina bathandile gospel music asiphume ngomningi bethu. So, I support my event. This is one of the events that I urge you to support. Go out there. It's all about God, Jesus, at the center of it all. Because one of the things that is done by the Bazalwane, they also support ama initiatives, ama ukusiza umphakathi. So if you do want to support or if you do want to buy a ticket, please go to web tickets and check, look for a Kings and Queens of Gospel. This is besine ngandweni Christ Ambassadors. Ukhona uNtokozo Ngongoma, ukhona uSindi Ntombela, ukhona uSiphewu Londiwe Kanxemalo, ukhona uOnce More Six, and you may see some special appearances as well. Esingawamentionanga la, but it's a powerful event. Please do make sure that you attend it.
For me, they can on Facebook, they will say Mtunzi number, Twitter, Pastor Mtunzi number, Instagram, Mtunzi number, ku YouTube, Mtunzi number. They'll find me there.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you so much. Siyabonga kakhulu ngokusivakashela on the campus voice and we wish you absolutely nothing but the best in your journey.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.